that, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh ho. Beat on the brat, beat on the brat, beat on the brat with the baseball bat, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh ho.
WMFO Memphis on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. You listen to Strike the Box, and you are listening to Fred Pignot's... Oh, please tell me I pronounced that correctly.
It's Pignot.
Pignot. Okay, there you go. I should write this stuff down.
Fine French pronunciation.
For me, it's major. It's English, French. It's all kinds of nationalities. But getting
fun
back
fact,
to you.
Fun that? Fact, my very first dog's name was Major.
Wow, excellent. Wow. And the president, I think, had a dog named Major.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, it's a great
That's right. Name. I think you're right. Yeah. I think you're right. Yeah.
Anyways, Fred, it was your music segment there, so let's talk about what we played. Want to start with newest to old or old to new?
I'll start with the first one, because I tried to do them a little bit chronologically. The first one was Rosalind by the Pretty Things. I am ancient. I started playing the guitar in 1962. I was not too serious about it for a few years. Then in 1964, the British invasion happened, and I just, that was it. I was a lock for me. I was done. You know, I was, this is what I wanted to do. And of course, the Beatles were at the head of the British invasion, but even then, I was bending towards bands that were alternative in a way. And the Pretty Things really fit that category. They were led by Dick Taylor, who was their guitarist, but he was the original bass player for the Rolling Stones. And I just, their first album to me is just magnificent. It's a real masterpiece. And that song, Rosalind, was the song on the album that really captivated me. David Bowie covered it on his Pinups album. So that was a big influence on me early on. White Light, White Heat by the Velvet Underground. I used to go into my local record store every week, and I'd start at Miscellaneous A and work my way all the way through Z. So I knew every release every week. I bought the Velvet Underground's first album the first week it came out, and it just blew me away. At a time when you had, you know, the Partridge Family and sort of this really sort of light pop music happening.
Definitely.
Underground was singing about drug pushers and heroin, and I said to myself, well, if they can do that, then that's freedom to me. You can write about anything you want. So I'm very passionate about the Velvet Underground. I did see them in 1968, and they were just phenomenal. So White Light, White Heat, I love it. It just seems like it was done live in the studio, and it's a little bit of a train wreck at the end, but I just think it's a beautiful train wreck. Then Editions of You by Roxy Music. Well, the first tour we did in the Atlantics was to tour the United States with Roxy Music on their Manifesto tour. And I idolized Roxy Music right from the time they came out. They say you should never meet your heroes. And I was lucky enough to meet a lot of my heroes over the course of the Atlantics. And I got to tell you, Roxy Music was everything you'd want them to be. Brian Ferry and Andy McKay, I got to know pretty well on the tour. And they were just phenomenal people, just real gentlemen. And so Editions of You is probably my favorite song by them. I love Editions of You. And they would always close the show with it. That was the last encore. Then Beat on the Brat by the Ramones. What can you say about the Ramones? The Ramones, I say this a lot, and I really am sincere about it. They are the Chuck Berry of their generation. They created a style of playing rock and roll that everybody else picked up on. They toured England before the Sex Pistols or any of those bands were even together.
Yes,
they were seen by these people, and they picked up on that style. That was just... You know, the Ramones were just an amazing band. We did get to open for them several times. Some great people as well. And then finally, Out of My League by Ryan Hamilton. I listen to a lot of new music. I don't just listen to the old stuff I like. This guy, as a songwriter and a performer, just blows me away. He writes great pop songs. Very power pop-ish. He has a really sarcastic sense of humor, which I really love. So I wanted to include him in there.
I love his 1221 segment that he's doing.
Oh, he's just a really talented guy.
He is, yeah.
You know, I'm hoping that, he's getting attention, but I'm hoping he really ends up breaking big because he really deserves it. He's got a new song called Bandidos
yep.
that I think is just great.
I've played it on here, yeah.
That's good. So that's why I chose those five songs.
Excellent. A very excellent selection. And the next segment, you'll be playing some, you know, I can't tell the people what song I'm playing, but it is from your bandmates.
Little Billy Lost.
Yes.
You know, and I want to give a shout out to my bandmates, our bass player, Pat Moynihan, our guitarist, vocalist, James Melanson, and our drummer, Smitty Smitty, who also plays in Smitty Smitty and the Fez Tones,
yep,
which are a great band as well. You know, they're my friends, and they're my bandmates, and together, you know, as Rodney Dangerfield said, she was a water sign, I was an earth sign. Together, we made mud. Well, we make mud. You know, we make very terrific mud. So I just want to let them know,
excellent,
I'm thinking of you guys.
That's great, and people need to go check out Little Billy Lost on the Boston Groupie news page. There's an excellent interview with them, and there's an excellent story from Fred about Roxy Music. So you really need to check out Boston Groupie News and that interview. I kind of like
that. Yeah. Groupie News, let me tell you, the Groupie News has been around since the beginning.
Yeah, exactly.
They've been around since the very beginning. They're not late to the party. They were one of the people who threw the party. So.
Yes, that's
really good. I can't remember which Roxy Music story I told, but okay, let's go.
It was about not wanting to go through the venue to the dressing room.
That was really a lot. That was funny.
So check out Boston Groupie News for that. Unfortunately, I couldn't find any Mickey Clean in the Mez. I was trying to find that, but fortunately, I couldn't find that. But going to start out with Little Billy Lost coming up next. Fred, I want to thank you for being the first guest DJ in the live format here at the station. You can come back anytime. I know Schmitty Schmitty has said he's been wanting to do this, so maybe you can pull on his fez and get him in here.
I will yank on his tassel.
But
in the meantime, I want to tell everybody out there, tune in. Listen to Strike the Box. Listen to Chris Major. He is helping to promote rock and roll. He promotes local artists, and very, very deserving of your ears.
Fred, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I've been trying to give it back to you, to all the local artists around here since the pandemic. Trying to get is all music out there because it needs to be listened to because it's kick-ass rock and roll.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and we don't know any other way. I mean, we get up there and we leave it all on the stage every time, you know. We have a song called Made in the USA, it talks about, you know, leaving blood on the stage. And that's what we do. We get up there and we give it our all every time.
I've seen you guys live. You guys are going to be live in December. Plug it again.
We're at Kodo in Salem, Massachusetts. And it's on Saturday, December 11th.
That's right. So check them out because, as I've said, they kick some ass on the stage. Fred,
yep,
I want to say...
we're going to bring rock and we're going to bring roll. We're going to bring them both.
So. Maybe some country and music. Or never
no, mind, yeah. There won't be any of that. There will be none of that.
There you go. All right, Fred.
All right, Chris, I plugged you. Work with me here. No country.
Okay, you got it. Fred, thank you. I really appreciate it. Let me get back to the music. You've been listening to Fred from Little Billy Lost and the Atlantics. Thank you so much. Keep rocking, and let's get with some Little Billy Lost. You'll know this because I've played it before.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Drop the ball, silver tea. I'm Thank you.
The B-side of a 45 released on All Time Records back in 1980, Lonely Hearts. A-side was Can't Wait Forever. But the B-side was much, much better. At least I think so. Big thank you again to Frank Pinu for being my guest DJ. Give it up. Thank you, Fred. He's a lead guitarist on The Little Boy Lost, which we started this set out with Dancing with the Devil You Know. You can get that on Bandcamp. So check out Little Billy Lost. And hopefully that LP will be coming out soon, because I'm sure it's going to sound like they're live. And I saw them live and they kick ass. Hit the Del Vets with Last Time Around from 1966 off a compilation called Nuggets, Original Artifacts from the First Psychedelic Era, 65 to 68. The Stooges, they came back and did Free and Freaky off their Weirdness LP, 2007. Some Chelsea Curve with Inconceivable, you can get on Red on Red Records. And we've got to get the Chelsea Curve, like, mainstream out there. Get them on Saturday Night Live. Come on. They'd be a hell of a group, as well as a bunch of other Red on Red Records and Rumbar Record artists, but get them some big time airplay. Yeah. Also, before we had Fred, we played Texan Horseheads with Clean That Dirt, because Mike told me he hadn't heard that one. It comes off of their self-titled Texan Horseheads LP 1984 Enigma, and some Otis Redding with Try a Little Tenderness. Let me get back to the music. I got some new music coming up from Haley and the Crushes next. You're listening to Chris and Strike the Box. WMFO MF 91.5 FM on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org.
Receive our special triple size edition.
disappear? Girl, will you be happy with nothing but tears? With nothing but tears. Thinking about the love that we had. Are you lonely? Just like
fast. In the short time it takes to listen to this message, a small flame can turn into a big fire. Several minutes more, and thick, poisonous smoke may have filled your lungs and reduced your ability to respond. Give it 5, and your entire home may be filled with flames.
Keep breathing. We've got you.
Don't let your world go up in smoke. Have working smoke alarms and keep heaters 3 feet away from anything that can burn. Learn more at usfa.fema.gov, because fire is everyone's fight.
you know what that music means. That means I got to collect all my stuff and get on out of here, because Avery's coming up next with Zero Added Sugar, and he's actually taking pictures of me in the studio here because he did an interview of me earlier today, since I'm like one of the ancient community members here. But it's a really good interview, and he's coming up next. Make sure you keep tuning in. We just finished up with some Devo with Gut Feelings Slap Your Mammy off of the Are We Not Men, We Are Devo LP, 1978, Warner Brothers. We started things off a little while there with Hey Lee and the Crushers with Click and Act Now. Brand new music off of Kitten Robot Records from 2021. Again, it's Click and Act Now. The Monkees with All of Your Toys. We definitely did a mono mix because, hey, if I'm going to play something, I'd like to play the mono versions from the 60s. Comes off of the remastered Headquarters LP, Rhino. The Fifth Dimension with Aquarius, Let the Sun Shine In from The Age of Aquarius, 1969. The Hypnotics, brand new music with Instant Reaction off of their Modern Art Entertainment LP, 2015 New Values Records. And as I said, Devo, I think I had something else in there. I don't know. I hope you enjoyed today's show. Big thanks to Fred from Lil Billy Lost for being our guest DJ this week. Make sure you check out the Strike the Box Radio Show group on Facebook. I will be posting a link to the archive so you can check out the show. I have one more song to play here if I can get to it. And I don't know how long it is, but if it gets faded down, it gets faded down. Everybody, I will be here next week. Take care. It's been a great week. Make sure you stay safe out there. I'm Chris. This is Strike the Box here at WMFM 91.5 FM on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. That's enough of me. Let's get back to some music. Here's Kid Gulliver.
Can be flattered.